This is the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN. Havana, Nana.
Half of my heart is in Havana. Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran in the Allstate Skyline Studios. Kids and their phones. I have a 13-year-old, and it's a big, big problem. We have a retired detective in studio, and he wants to help you monitor your kid's phone. It is Richard Wiztocki, and you can check him out at besureconsulting.com. Thank you for coming in.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So you've done this a long time.
I have.
How long were you a cop?
30 years.
30 years.
Yeah, I started out with 2 years at the Summit Police Department where I grew up.
Okay,
and then I got tired of arresting all my friends I grew up with, and then
you have that cop look, by the way.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
Like Dennis Franz always played a cop on TV.
I don't wear the short sleeves and ties though.
You could be his son, seriously.
And then I went to Naperville PD. I spent 4.5 years in patrol. I went into juvenile investigations in 1995, became a SWAT operator at that time as well.
Okay.
And then in 97, we had this guy coming from Tennessee, and he met this girl on this thing called America Online. You know, you ask kids today, ask your kid if he knows what AOL is.
America Online.
They have no idea.
AOL.
Yeah, they have no idea what AOL is.
That's so funny.
So the guy came in, and he picked this little girl, 13-year-old, up from the corner of her house and took her to a hotel and raped her. Luckily, he didn't kill her. And he brought her back home, and then they reported to the police, and we didn't know what we were doing. And
that was 1997?
Yeah, 1997.
Jeez.
Then one of the guys that I worked with, Mike Sullivan, who's a pioneer in internet crime investigation, he said, let's just do it like we did with drugs. And so we took over her account. He was talking to the guy on an undercover capacity. A few months later, he came in and tried to do it again. And that was the birth of our internet crimes unit. Dave Dial, who was our chief at the time, was a visionary. And he told us, he said, if there's a place where adults can meet children behind the parents' back, that's the future of child exploitation. And it truly is.
Right.
Yeah.
Boy, that's smart that you guys figured it out yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Dave Dial was like, I don't care how much it costs. I don't care where you go for training. I don't care what equipment you need. I will take care of everything for you.
Wow.
I want Naperville to be the pioneers in internet crime investigation.
Where is Dave Dial now?
He retired a few years ago. Now he is the head chair of Aurora University Criminal Justice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I have a 13-year-old, and I saw you on TV, and I felt like you were speaking to me.
Ah.
Seriously.
That's great. That's what
and
it's supposed to be like.
And immediately, I found you at besureconsulting.com, yep. And you contacted me, and I said, you got to get on GN and talk about this.
Yeah, yeah. It's so amazing that this niche that I have of reaching out to parents, because there's really nothing out there.
There's no coaching for this.
Right, and that is my mantra. And the biggest thing for parents have to understand is that, A, you are responsible for your kid's technology.
Right.
I don't care if grandma, grandpa, Tia, Tiu, Nana, Nonu bought them that new iPhone 10 for their Christmas.
Yep.
They don't own it.
Yep.
You as a parent allow them to have it. They own nothing. Now, kids say, well, I babysit all winter. I bought my own phone. Doesn't matter. I don't care if they cut grass all summer, babysit all winter. They own nothing.
Right.
The parent is in control of it.
I agree. But all these apps, thousands and thousands, millions of apps out there, but the kids have hundreds on their phone. How do you monitor all those apps?
Well, it's very easy. Really easy. What I tell parents is that when I teach parents across the country, I say, how many of you are dealing with that major question right now? Am I going to buy my kid a phone because they want it so bad? If you're going to do that, if you're going to buy them that phone, there has to be a technology talk that goes along with
it.
Oh,
yeah.
You must buy them an Android. If you buy them an Android, it's easily monitored. If you buy them...
Well, it's too late. My kid's got an iPhone. What are you doing to me here?
Do your research, brother. You know, a two-step authentication.
Okay.
What happens is... there's a program out there called WebWatcher, and WebWatcher is by far the leading software out there because it not only does cell phones, it does computers too. If your kid has an Android and you have WebWatcher, you can actually see what's going on in Snapchat.
Oh.
And no
see, my
other,
son does not have Snapchat.
Yeah. So, and here's the problem. You can see and control the apps. Like if I had my mobile watchdog for my son, because you can put four phones on one account.
Okay.
So I can control the apps and I can see what he's downloading. For one, like one time he wanted a voice synthesizer. I'm like, heck no, you don't need a voice synthesizer. It's all wrong. So, or if he's getting late homework assignments, but I knew he was on Snapchat.
Right.
I can turn it off and only give him 30 minutes per day.
Well, with the iPhone, of course, I have to approve everything, but you know, there's security that I can install.
Yeah. So you really need to turn off the two-step authentication and then WebWatcher will work fine. It's absolutely fantastic. And again, you never want to monitor your kids without them knowing, and that's part of the technology talk, that I am doing this because I own the phone.
And I want to protect you.
And I want to protect you. It's not that you're a bad kid. It's all these outside influences that happen. And here's what parents don't understand. So when your child is whining about, I want a Snapchat, I want an Instagram, I want this, I want that, because everybody else has it. So most parents don't realize you have to be 13 in order to have a social network. 13.
Okay.
So what happens is when they are fourth and fifth grade, when I go to fourth and fifth graders, sixth graders, and teach them school.
Crazy.
What are they, 9, 10 years old?
Yep.
I'm like, how many of you guys have a Snapchat? They all raise their hand.
Everybody.
How many guys have Instagram?
Yep.
So that means your parents allowed you to lie about your age.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all like, yeah, like, okay, let's figure this out. Let's get down to the nuts and bolts of this. So you had to lie about your age. So let's face it, the kids are not the best mathematicians in the world, right? Are they going to sit there and say, okay, I need to be born in Sussex? Oh, heck with it. I'm just going to round up to 2,000.
No.
So I asked them, how many of you rounded up to 2,000? And they all raised their hand. Let me ask you another question. How old are you today? 18.
Oh, my gosh.
So you have a 10-year-old acting as an 18-year-old.
Oh,
what do you think they're going to get? They're going to get stuff from adults.
Right.
Who's going to talk to them? Adults.
Yep.
And parents fool themselves. I would never buy my 10-year-old a cell phone. She's way too young. She only has an iPad.
It's the same
damn thing. But parents
it's just
don't
a bigger
realize
phone.
That. They think if they have phone service, it's more dangerous.
Wow.
Yes.
BeSureConsulting.com. Detective Richard Wistocki in studio with us. I'm going to ask you about social media when we come back. Because we had a high school coach on yesterday, and I asked him the biggest problem in high school, and he said social media.
Yep, absolutely. Yep. I actually have a class for high school athletes.
Oh, my gosh. Is that great?
Yeah.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
And we'll never be royal.
720 WGN, Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran in studio with us, a retired detective. You can go to his website, BeSureConsulting.com. It is Richard Wistocki, and we're talking about kids and their phones. And I wanted to ask you about social media. We had a high school coach on yesterday, Tommy Kleinschmidt from DePaul College Prep, and I said, what's the biggest problem with high school kids nowadays? He said social media. They still don't understand that whatever you post is going to live forever.
Absolutely, and the kids think, you know, through NCAA rules now, coaches can no longer investigate the incoming athletes for their social media. So when you go on that formal visit, the coach has the players investigate that new recruit.
Okay.
So when the parents meet on that formal visit, then the players come, they take the kid away. Hey, add me. Hey, Snapchat me. Hey, here's my digits. Here's this.
Gotcha.
Well, the kids are doing the investigations. I have a whole class on this for high schools. So
What do you tell kids?
So the important thing in that type of situation is that I talk to them about the 3P test. Anything you post or anything you take a video of, if you were to show it to your parent, your priest, or your principal, what would they say?
God,
and
that's
the test.
Good.
Yeah. So I keep it in the 3P test into their brain. There's two things that I leave kids with as far as tools. So 3P test is one. The second one is when it comes to sextortion. Sextortion is blackmail for kids. So many kids, what I tell them is that if you're on a gaming platform or your social network, if someone takes you away from that gaming platform to go to private chat, they are not who they say they are. So when I ask kids, I say, how many of you seen the term, you owe me one pick? And I'll get 20, 30 kids raising their hands. When somebody types to you, you owe me one pick, you're about to be a victim of blackmail and sextortion because they have given you a picture that they want you to believe it's them. And they say, you owe me one pick. We're not talking to our kids in that technology talk.
Right, right.
Like, you don't own anybody or everything. I tell them, I don't owe you jack. And I get them to chant it. I don't owe you jack. I don't owe you jack. I don't owe you jack. And they chant it and they remember it. Like, I'll teach 6th and 7th graders.
Right.
2 years down the line, I'll teach them in their high school. And they're like, I don't owe you jack, detective. And they remember it.
That's fantastic.
And those are the tools that we need to give our kids to be safe.
You need to go to every high school in the Chicagoland area.
I do. You know, when the Tribune actually launched that whole mess of kids being abused in CPS, the fact of the matter is I teach in CPS, and I love going to intrinsic schools. I love going to Disney schools. And so I am a CPS vendor. And what happens is in the schools, you know, they fingerprinted everybody. Well, in my 30 years of child exploitation, 95% of the people who molest children have never been arrested.
They never get caught.
They never get caught. It's about empowering the kids,
right,
to show them how to report.
Yep.
When you empower the kids, they're less likely to become victims.
Parents need to talk to their children. Everybody's in front of their phones, including parents. Yes. We're all looking at our phones 24/7. You need to have conversation and have the tough conversations like these.
Absolutely. And then, you know, when you go into restaurants, you know, I can't hold back because, like, we go to West Palm Beach every year, and I'll have two parents, and then I'll have 2 7-8 graders or whatever, and they're on their headphones and their iPads during dinner.
Yeah.
What happened with Jenga with the butter and asking for your own water and asking for this and teaching them how to be appropriate in a restaurant? By tuning them out, it really cuts off our kids.
Right. Yeah, we all have to put down our phones.
Absolutely.
Have conversation again.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm so glad we met. This is great.
Yeah.
Now I have a detective on speed dial on
absolutely
my phone.
Anytime. Yeah, and there's so many things that we're doing, you know, with the advent of Kwame Raoul now getting with the Attorney General's office.
Right.
I'm collaborating with him. He's going to be running the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. I have another website, juvenilejusticeonline.org, where instead of arresting kids for crimes, we are now giving them diversions, educating not only them but their parents instead of arresting them and giving them a record for the rest of their lives. So it's really, really a great site. Schools are using it. We have 1,500 people using it across the nation. We just launched it about a year and a half ago.
This is an ongoing conversation. We're going to have you back.
Absolutely.
On a regular basis.
Fantastic. I would love to come back.
Richard Wistowski, BeSureConsulting.com. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me in.
It's 720 WGN.